Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Donald Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, the star witness in Trump's hush money trial, taking the stand. Our Kevin Rincon has all the details.
Now, Linda, we are now getting to the heart of this case. Michael Cohen says during the presidential campaign, months before the election, he got a call from AMI. They had a story about Trump and an alleged affair with Karen McDougal. Said he went directly to Trump. Said, boss, I got to talk to you. Asked if he knew Karen McDougal. That's when Trump responded with, she's really beautiful, to which Cohen said, okay, but there's a story right now being shopped. That's when he says Trump told them to make sure it didn't get released. Now, they would pay $150,000 to keep that quiet. They're going through text messages, call records at the moment. Prosecutors are trying to show that Trump knew of the payoffs. They were meant to protect his chances of winning the election. And eventually, they will try and show that business records for all of that were falsified. Kevin Rincon, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live in the newsroom.
And of course, keep it right here on 1010 Winds. We'll keep you updated on this testimony. And jury selection gets underway this morning in a Manhattan federal courtroom in the trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. Our reporter Marla Diamond with that preview.
Prosecutors are expected to present evidence that the 70-year-old senator and his wife, Nadine, who will be tried separately, took bribes in a scheme to help the governments of Egypt and Qatar to fund their lavish lifestyle, while Menendez's attorneys can argue that he thought he was acting for the good of the public. The parameters were laid out by Judge Sidney Stein a week ago for a trial that is expected to last several weeks. Defense attorneys have proposed asking prospective jurors if they have opinions about people from New Jersey, and do they think that because they are from New Jersey that they're more likely to break the law. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A gruesome discovery outside a Queens apartment building this weekend. Police say a decomposing body was found in the bushes in front of a building on Queens Boulevard and 62nd Avenue in Rego Park. The discovery was made Sunday afternoon, but it's unclear how long the body had been there. It could have been days or weeks because of the level of decomposition. The cause of death, under investigation by the city medical examiner. The day after Mother's Day, there's a rally up in Albany featuring formerly incarcerated moms and mothers of people currently in prison. They're joining lawmakers to push for sentencing reform, all in the name of reuniting families.
The new bills that could soon be passed include the Second Look Act, Earn Time Act, and Eliminate Mandatory Minimums Act. They're all aimed at giving people second chances and fairer sentences.
We do believe that Governor Hochul will be on our side with these reforms. Number one, they're common sense. Number two, this is what constituents, this is what our family community wants.
Thomas Grant with Community Alternatives thinks this will help the fate of older convicted prisoners who were sentenced at a time when he felt the justice system was less fair. And he thinks this would reunite families faster.
3 out of 4 incarcerated women are mothers. Over 100,000 children that have a parent serving in time.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A teenager is facing charges today for allegedly opening fire inside a commercial establishment earlier this year. This happened back in February near Rutland Road and East 98th Street in Brownsville, Brooklyn. Cops say the 14-year-old boy allegedly fired multiple times into the establishment before running off. No one was injured, but the teen is now charged with attempted murder, attempted assault, criminal possession of a weapon, and reckless endangerment. Memorial Day is quickly approaching, and that means another busy holiday travel weekend will be right upon us. AAA is expecting to see the second highest Memorial Day travel in more than 2 decades.
More than 38 million Americans headed to their Memorial Day destination by car. It's the most since AAA started tracking this nearly 25 years ago. Gas prices is not really a factor, they say.
Yeah, in New York, we're about 5 cents higher than we were last year, and nationally about 8 cents higher. So a little bit unfortunate for drivers, but I don't think it's a big enough difference to really put a crimp in demand, especially when people still remember 2022 when prices were way, way higher. So
AAA's Alex Slatke saying while many of us will leave the city over the weekend, big crowds coming in.
Across the country, Orlando, maybe no surprise, is at the top. And we see New York City very close to the top as well.
Safe travels. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.